Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Quite an atmosphere on Thursday night over at Sherrard High School. The Tigers taking on conference rival Rock Ridge in a key Three Rivers Conference volleyball showdown. Before we talk about the match with Tiger head volleyball coach Amy Mitten, just kind of tell us about the atmosphere over there Thursday. I know it really began with a kind of a neat situation where the PA system didn't work, but the student section said, hey, we'll take over from here.
They sure did. It was really cool. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. Look at all these kids singing. And even the Rock Ridge boys, the student section over there started singing. I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, everybody's singing. Yeah, it was. It did start off really cool. So that was really neat.
Yeah, so tell us about the atmosphere. Two very good teams playing. Yeah. I know the Rockets won a close match the first time you met earlier this season. So what was the vibe in that gym like Thursday night?
We went in, so the start of the week, I kind of went in with Orion on Tuesday, and Rock Ridge on Thursday. This was a huge week for us. So at the beginning of the week, it was basically, we're going to take it one point at a time. It's a battle. It's going to be a battle, from get go. So practice, and then each game. So the vibe was we need to fight and fight for every point, fight for everything. Fight for each other, fight for the crowd, fight for our families. And that's basically what it is. It's a dog fight. And we weren't going to go down lightly. And that's just how these girls are. They fight for each other. And that the crowd was awesome. I mean, they followed us to Orion on Tuesday night, and they weren't going to let those girls lose either. They were fighting for us, and it was amazing. So they said, we're going to bring it for you on Thursday. So it was really, really, really awesome to see. It was really good.
Yeah. So you win a two game match, and did I read it right? So it was, you won game one, and then it's 24-16. Did I read right in the second game, and you hauled off the next 10 points to win that thing? Tell us about that flurry.
Oh my God. Well, I was a little you know, like, okay, fine. I used my two timeouts because we were down 5-1, and I had to, you know, adjust something, and you know, we had to talk about things and calm down a little bit, and I already used my timeouts. I couldn't do anything more. And I had McKenna Blackwell back there on the serve, and I was like, you know what? You want it? Take it. And she started serving, and I was like, okay, here we go. And they called a timeout at 19, and I was like, you know, McKenna, you've served six aces for us before. Do you want to do it again? And she said, sure. And I said, okay, have at it. So, I mean, the girls were like, oh my gosh. I mean, we were just like, every point, you know, just take a deep breath and don't let the ball hit our side of the court. Just fight for it. And they did it. And I mean, we were like, thanking God. It was like, oh my gosh, this is it. And they, like I said, these girls fight, and I would never count them out any game. And we don't count us out, period.
Well, and I guess the great story of how this should finish then is hopefully Rock Ridge and Sherrard get to play a third time this year with a little more on the line in the postseason, because that would be perfect, really. Both clubs are really good. And so you have, what's interesting, so I think only two losses this season, and you avenge one of those losses Thursday night. So just tell us about this group at Sherrard. You've put together a nice season, still plenty of matches left and a postseason to think about.
Yes, we do. We do. And Candy and I were texting after the game. I love Candy. We known each other for a really long time. And I did say to her, I said, hopefully we see each other in super sectionals. And she said, I would love that. I mean, if we can see each other, and that would be amazing. And I would love to take this into the postseason. And these girls have goals. We've set goals from day one that we want to reach, and they're attainable. And, these are an amazing group. I've never coached a group of girls like this that have this kind of chemistry, that can reach where to the end. You know, they have the ability to take it all the way. And I've never been more proud, of the crowd, of the girls, of everything. So.
Yeah, and getting back to the atmosphere last night, to get an opportunity to coach in that environment and play in that environment where you have two very vocal, active student sections and a lot on the line. What about that atmosphere? That's what, you know, interscholastic athletics is really all about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I played at Riverdale. We had a great student section there. I mean, that fired us up. And then to come to Sherrard and see that, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. And you know what? You have to be like strong minded to play in that, to be on a court and have both sides just either, you know, they're cheering for you or they're cheering against you. I mean, you have to be in a great mindset or it'll take you down or it'll bring you up. So either way, you've got to be in mindset, like have a strong mindset. So, I hope and pray that they show up to every game. I mean, they really, really did a great job cheering for us, and the parents and everybody was in there. All those little kids were there last night. That was great to see them. And hopefully I'll be coaching them someday. So it was really cool to see.
So you do this on Thursday, you get a little break over the weekend. So the question is, where do the Tigers go from here? How do you approach the rest of the season?
Again, one game at a time, one point at a time. We're not taking anybody lightly. And that's been our motto. I practice on Saturday, right? I did give them today off. You know, they're going to take a little rest today. They've been fighting all week, and tomorrow is right back at it, and Monday, and then I think we have Riverdale and Erie next week. So again, one game at a time. And we've got to finish strong. These girls know it, and they want to reach their goals. They really do. Yeah. So, yeah.
And we're doing this interview on Friday, just basically the morning after the matchup. And I always tell people, you know, the other thing is when you're having a great season, it's always neat when your rival school in the area, they're having a great season too. So then you get to play against one another and kind of everybody comes out and sees it. So it's great when you have a great season, but you know, when that local rival is also having a good season and you know it's a big matchup and everybody wants to go to it, that's cool, isn't it? I mean, that's what you live for.
It is. Yeah, it is. And you know what? Rock Ridge is so good. I mean, and it is fun. It is a lot of fun. And those games are the best. They really are. I mean, especially when you end up on top. But I was like talking to my husband last night, and he's so supportive. I mean, he's amazing. And I was talking to him. I was like, even if I mean, if it went the other way, I still would have been like, these girls played awesome. Like, but I mean, it was really good. It was so good. He's like, I'm just glad it came out, you know, the positive way for you. I'm like, me too. He's like, 'cause I didn't want you to be crabby when you got home. I was like, yeah, I might have been crabby, but yeah, it was really good. So yeah.
All right, Coach.
Yeah.
Nice going Thursday night. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you down the road.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Amy Mitten is the head volleyball coach at Sherrard. They pick up a big win over the Rock Ridge Rockets on Thursday. More coming up on WRMJ.